The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We're always hearing that AI is going to take our jobs, but the word now is, and this is good news for you, it might be too expensive for companies to keep using that. News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with us. How are you, Jess?
Hey, Jono, how are you?
I'm very well. Now, this is good news because it has been a procession of misery saying AI is going to replace everybody and we're all going to end up on the scrap heap. But the reality is dawning now that if you want to use these large language models and you want to use more than the basic, you have to put your hand in your pocket.
You have to put your hand in your pocket. And if there is going to be anything that will teach you that lesson, it is that you look at the big tech companies and see that they are facing ridicadoodless bills for using AI. So a lot of these...
Is that an official word?
I got it from a press briefing. Thank you so much. I have been looking at what's going on with some of the big tech companies. So we know the big players in this market. You've got Microsoft with Copilot, Google with Gemini, Meta are doing their Llama AI and a few other AI projects as well. You've got OpenAI's ChatGPT, you've got Claude. There's a whole host of these players in town. And a lot of the biggest tech brands, most valuable tech companies in the world have not only been encouraging their staff to utilize AI, but in fact putting metrics in place to measure how much they're using AI. And rather than, you know, if you work in a call center, you might have a number of calls to get through in a day and so on. Mm-hmm. That's measured in terms of your performance. The tech companies have been using certain tools to measure how often, how many tokens they are utilizing in terms of various AI platforms. And what they found is employees are now using the AI for every single thing.
To borrow a phrase of a former friend of ours, a current friend of ours, back up the truck. What's a token?
So a token is, this is really interesting, right? When you utilize one of any of those platforms that I just mentioned a second ago, it doesn't read the words, it reads the content as tokens. So say you've put in a 100-word query into any of these platforms, that equates to around 130 tokens. That's just sort of the digital currency that they utilize in terms of the processing and the programming of these platforms. So 130 tokens equals 100 words. The platform then ingests and processes and does its AI thing with that content, and then it spits out an answer to you. And what's really interesting is the answer can use 3 to 5 times more tokens as it gives you the response, because again, it's not doing words, it's doing tokens. That's bananas.
It's what I'm hearing here is we've been given a toy, we're playing too much with the toy, and now it's a very expensive toy.
Yeah, I think what's happening in the tech world is because rather than it coming in as a tool to help with your productivity, which is what we were all told at the beginning, this is going to free up your time, Jonathan, so you're going to have time to be more creative. You don't need to do the boring admin or the whatever tasks that you have to do. Rather than that approach, they were told you must use this. You must hit a certain quota of tokens per month. That then is forcing them to do it for everything. Should I make a cup of tea? ChatGPT comes back with it. That's a great question. There's many benefits to having a cup of tea. That's all utilizing tokens. And it's funny because this is almost, although it's, you know, ticking the box in terms of the token use, it's also seen, in my eyes anyway, as a bit of a revolt from the tech workers who are saying, utilize this technology and in 6 months' time, it could be replacing you. Like, look at what happens to Meta in the last little while. They are laying off thousands of people. Now, there is talk about AI washing. Are they using the AI as an excuse just to get rid of people because
I read a very good piece last week that they all overhired massively during COVID.
Yeah.
And they kind of went, oh, we've too many people now. And we're just going to say, well, AI is replacing them. And in reality, they're just correcting their own mistake. And it doesn't reflect the rest of the world as we all carry about our business.
Well, there's an element of that. But also, don't forget, like when Elon Musk took over X, a number of years ago now. That was in October. That November, Meta laid off people for the first time in its history. And the reason given at that time was overhiring during the pandemic, and this was a correction. Since then, we've had multiple rounds of layoff. And I completely agree, and we spoke about it on Tech Talk last Saturday, there is an element of AI washing here for sure. But at the same time, they need to get their story straight. I do think Meta in particular, and a lot of these big tech companies, are course correcting, not only because of the pandemic, but because of the prevalence and the emergence of AI, they now need to go from being a tech company to an AI company. And that is going to lead to casualties. So I agree with you in that sense that this isn't a signaler for every other industry and every other sector. Tech has always been its own little ecosystem. What's happening at the moment is concerning. But I have every ounce of empathy for people working in the tech sector because, like, I left college in 2010. And when I was chatting to people, people were saying to me, oh, you should have done programming. Like, programming is the future. If you don't do programming, you're going to be unemployed in a few years. Now it's all the programmers who are being let go because the AI can write code in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, you're not laughing though, Jess. That's not in your nature.
I wouldn't dare.
Tech says, I refuse to use the self-service checkouts for several different reasons, says this person. This is a crank after my own heart. Governments around the world need to start coming up with mechanisms and policies to tax AI employment in a similar manner as we mere mortals are taxed. So if Amazon lay off 100 Irish staff because AI can do their roles, then that AI needs to be taxed the PAYE, PRSI and USC rates to recoup the losses to revenue. Same goes for the self-service checkouts in supermarkets. Those self-service, they're flat out with the unexpected items in the bagging area. I mean, come on, they earn their living, if nothing else. The one question I have to ask you, Jess, and this has been hinted at for a while. We all know what happened with poor Al Zuckerberg's metaverse that died on its arse quite correctly. Is AI going that route? Is there a bubble that is inflating and at some point is going to burst?
There's absolutely a bubble. I don't know when it's going to burst. I don't know what's going to cause it to burst. But I've been saying this for months now, every time I look in my inbox, there is some platform, some business, some individual who is now telling me about their new AI-enabled feature. It's kind of like telling me that you have email rather than a fax machine. It should almost be a given now. It's not a cool thing to brag about. It's easy to implement. I've built AI agents. They are very useful to me in my day-to-day life, but I don't need to send a press release about it. I think we're all very excited about this technology. What I would say, and I have said it for months now, if you are a small, medium business and you're looking to find how AI can help you, absolutely go for it. But you need to ask what it is you want it to do. Slapping an AI badge on something or slapping in and integrating a bit of AI because it exists is not going to help you. It's not going to make you stand out. It's not going to please your customers. You need to look at what the problem is you're trying to solve. Also, for businesses introducing it for productivity, talk to your staff. If you're not training people on how to get the most out of this technology, you are paying a significant bill every single year for technology that nobody wants to use and people are going to resent it and it's a great big waste of time.
100%. It's capitalism reaching reality, I think, and that's what's going to cause the bubble to burst eventually.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.